With the increasing risk of power cuts, many people are looking for a simple, reliable, and cost-effective solution for emergency room lighting. In this thread, I would like to introduce a practical and flexible lighting system based on a 12-volt LED strip with brightness control, dimmer, that can be powered in a variety of ways, from a regular power supply to power banks, both with and without QC, to batteries charged from a photovoltaic installation. The system shown here is much more practical than simply collecting more torches and lights, as it can be used normally in everyday life. LED strips are increasingly ubiquitous in our homes, and many people simply prefer this type of lighting. This is where I would like to take advantage of this. An additional advantage of the presented solution is the control of the brightness level of the lighting, that is, also necessarily the energy consumption. It can be conveniently adjusted to the current situation. For example, we increase the light level while reading and reduce it while resting to save energy. The most popular LED strips are powered by 12 volts. It just so happens that 12 volts is also the voltage available from a power bank supporting the QC standard, which can be triggered using a simple QC trigger circuit. A similar voltage is also found in many rechargeable batteries. With this knowledge now in hand, we only need to take one small step forward and come up with the idea of simply being able to switch our belt between a 12-volt main supply, normal operation, when power is available, and emergency power, our chosen solution. Basis of the kit, LED strip. The base of the kit is just the LED strip, preferably for 12-volt. Of course, I mean 12-volt DC, 12VDC. There are commercially available strips for other voltages, but it seems to me that these are less practical and versatile, especially as the whole idea is to power this strip from different power sources. In addition to the power supply voltage, there are a few more things to look at when buying one, such as power consumption per meter. This also depends on the type of LEDs and their density. Based on this, we will then select a power supply unit. Color of light. Here, we rather choose between different white temperatures. For the home, warm white, approximately 2700 to 3000 K, or neutral, 4000 to 4500 K is best. Cold white, 6000 K and above, may be too office-like. I would rather not consider RGB colors here at all. Protective, IP layer. If the strip is to be installed in areas exposed to dust or moisture, e.g. bathrooms, kitchens, balconies, it is worth choosing a variant with a silicone layer or with an IP65 and higher protection class. Easy to cut and solder. Some strips have clear cut point markings and properly routed soldering pads, which makes it very easy to adjust the length and join the segments. The photo shows the LED strips I have in stock at the moment. As you can see, there are various types and shades. There is something to suit everyone. The strip is mounted in a convenient place. The strip should be covered with adhesive tape on the underside, but I will discuss mounting in detail in another topic. Connecting the belt. The whole point of the game is to be able to easily switch the belt to another power supply if necessary. It just so happens that a solution to this problem already exists. Many products for LED strips are based on a 2.1 5.5mm DC jack connector. This type of switch is purchasable for about 5 Polish crowns in our country, and it is also possible to take it apart and use the wires with the connectors in other ways, such as soldering them to the LED strip. I myself also have quite a collection of sockets and plugs collected over the years for this purpose too. I also really like the DC jack to screw terminal plug / socket converter shown here. Small and useful. If necessary, you can quickly switch the belt to another power supply, or, well, to an emergency power supply, for example, from a power bank or battery. Brightness control. A simple dimmer module will be used here to control the lighting level. Such a dimmer plugs into the 12-volt line between the power supply and the strip and adjusts its brightness via PWM. Pulse width modulation. I described the simplest dimmer in the topic about Bowie 000266 12 volts 8 amp. Dimmers with Wi-Fi or remote control are also popular, for example, such as the one from Tuya, but I go on the assumption that the basis of purchase is the buttons. If such a dimmer doesn't have buttons and can only be controlled from Wi-Fi /remote/remote, then it's useless, and you need to either change the firmware and add buttons or choose another model. The operation of the PWM has also been shown in the past. More ambitious people can make the dimmer themselves. You can take a look at my designs based on PIC microcontrollers. PIC 12F1612 LED strip dimmer with EEPROM, using parts from scrap. PIC 12F683 and SDCC tutorial. We create a simple dimmer. Read datasheet notes. Power supply. The power supply converts the mains voltage, 230 volts AC, into a low DC voltage of 12 volts for the LED strip. The power supply should be selected for the specific kit. More specifically, the current capacity of the power supply must be greater than what our entire kit will draw, preferably with a considerable safety margin. For example, if we bought 3 meters of a 9 watt per meter LED strip, we need at least 3 times 9 watts, 27 watts, and in practice, I would give a 40 watt power supply. The power at the input of the power supply does not take into account the losses on the power supply itself, plus the market is flooded with low-quality heating power supplies, and it would be better not to run them for long at the edge of their specification. A small LED strip can be powered from a smaller, universal 12-volt DC power supply. Alternatively, you can buy a power supply designed for LEDs. I have already presented this type of power supply on the forum, LED Furniture Power Supply ZL-M-12V-62 12-volt 5-amp 60 watts Kolarin, interior and short test. Interior of LED Power Supply MRS-350-24-S-C 350-watt 24-volt 14.6-amp. LED 12-volt 150-watt DS-150-12 Superior Driver, interior short test. LED 12-volt 150-watt DS-5-amp 60-watt DS-60-12 Superior Driver, interior short test. You can also modify the power supply with a slightly different voltage. I was able to convert a laptop power supply in this way, for example. Converting a power supply from a 19-volt laptop to a 12-volt LED strip power supply. Problems encountered. Powering from a power bank with QC support. Now, let's consider emergency power supply. To start with, the simplest option, a power bank. A power bank normally offers a DC voltage of 5 volts, but for some time now, it has become popular to use a USB connector to provide a higher voltage to speed up the charging of devices. Among other things, this is made possible by the QC, or Quick Charge, standard. In this way, it is possible to draw 12 volts DC from the power bank, which is the voltage we need. However, we will need a small module, the so-called QC trigger. It is this that plugs into the USB port from the power bank and tells it that we want a voltage not of 5 volts, but of 12 volts. Such a module is very cheap. You can buy it for a few zlotys. Set the voltage using the dip switches. Connect it to the power bank, wake up the power bank with a button if necessary, and you are done. If you want more control and a display showing the voltage, then you can also use the QC trigger tool with buttons. I have described it in more detail here. Mini test, QC 2.0, 3.0 charger tester / trigger, i.e. 12 volt with USB. Before using a power bank in this way, it is also customary to check its current capacity. Just like with a power supply, the power bank must be able to deliver at least as much current as our belt will want to draw. Look for information on the current capacity of our model in the manual or on its case. An overloaded power bank will simply switch off, but this can also be dealt with. Simply reduce the brightness level with a dimmer and thus reduce the current draw. I've been testing power banks for a while now, so you can see what models are proven. Power bank 40 milliamp hours with QC giving even 12 volt output. Test of 40 amp, 20 amp, 10 amp models. Test of JR-L002, 10,000 milliamp hour Jelly 22.5 watt power bank, capacity with QC. Great 60 amp hour power bank, PEA 601522142, capacity and QC test. Short test of Linxer 30,000 milliamp hour and 20,000 milliamp hour 22.5 watt power banks with QC. Test of Baseus power banks, PPBD10K, PPBD20, PPBD30K, actual capacities. Power from a power bank without QC, additional step-up converter. However, not all power banks offer the QC standard. I've also commented a few times on the forum that it's easy to come across products advertised as fast charging, but not supporting the QC standard. It's just that manufacturers and retailers like to boast about fast charging, which is really just a marketing gimmick and not actual support of the QC standard. In such a situation, we will have to somehow convert 5 volts DC to 12 volts DC. It is very important to select an inverter with the right power, by a wide margin. Power supply from battery. This type of LED strip can also be powered directly from a battery with a nominal voltage of 12 volts. In practice, the voltage of the battery is not constant, but fluctuates depending on how charged it is, typically ranging from around 11 volts when discharged to as much as 14 volts when fully charged and charging. Our LED strip is at 12 volt, so inevitably when the battery is full, a slightly higher current will flow through it, resulting in it being brighter, hotter, and potentially shortening the life of the LEDs. But this is not a problem in an emergency situation. You can always help the LEDs a little by changing the dimmer setting, or possibly give a couple of 1N4007 rectifier diodes in series to lower the voltage. You need a rectifier to charge such a battery, but that is a bit beyond this topic. The cable itself, from the battery, terminals, and jack plug, is worth preparing in advance. Power from battery, charged,